This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. Let's talk about the internet's favorite coping strategy right now, being delusional. I've been laughing about this episode in my head all week, and I'm recording this a little later than normal because, you know, life happens and I do what I want. So apologies if you were refreshing your podcast apps on Wednesday and did not see anything. I am here, it is happening, and I've just been giggling to myself about the topic of this week's episode. So let's get into it. I'm not talking about clinical delusion, not needs help delusion, the TikTok kind, the one that you're seeing all over Instagram, the one that says, I'm already the person I want to be. I'm acting as if it's done. I've decided it's working out and that's final. And this delulu is the salulu has always been one of my favorite things since it's come out into the trends of the social media world because it's hilarious and it really is relatable in the way that you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna believe this all the way until it happens and I'm gonna be like so delusional and believing in myself and trusting the universe and knowing that this is gonna happen and not needing to know why, but in knowing that it is just real, that I can expect it to show up. And honestly, that mindset can change everything, but sometimes it could just be a prettier version of avoidance. So today I'm going to play devil's advocate and go fully into both when delulu is the salulu and it actually works out for you, and when it doesn't, and when it's actually avoidance and bypassing and keeping you away from accepting real and hard truths that will actually make huge differences in your life, just as if you were believing in yourself as if you couldn't be stopped. But maybe sometimes you really do need to check your bank account and not just expect money to fall from the sky and swipe and pray. So let's get into it, because if no one names the difference, people end up confused and stuck and quietly lying to themselves while calling it manifestation, or they have this manifestation, quote unquote, trauma where they think, it's not working, I'm not worthy, there's something wrong with me, and that's not good either. So let's talk about when delulu is powerful and when it becomes a spiritual blindfold. Why delulu actually works sometimes and the psychology behind it is actually fascinating, because here's what most people don't realize. The brain doesn't organize reality based on truth. It organizes reality based on expectation. Meaning, when you adopt a delusional but playful belief, like, of course this is working out for me. I'm the kind of person who gets lucky. I don't chase. I move and things meet me. Or you just have this general expectation in life that things happen and you, not in a bratty way, but always get what you want. And it's not like I always get my way. It's like everything that I've ever wanted in life has happened, maybe not in the directly, you know, immediate way that I thought it would, or it came in a different package, but it's always happened. So that is a totally beautiful way of moving through life, because that delulu actually does end up being the salulu, because your nervous system relaxes, you stop scanning for a threat, and you become more open, social, creative, decisive, and just like really going with the flow rather than adhering to one specific outcome and being so attached to something happening, which changes how you speak, how you move, how you respond to opportunity, and how others experience you, which means that you are experiencing life in a totally different way. And it's not magic, although like I want to abracadabra everything, of course. This is just state-based behavior. So real-world delulu that works is someone applying for jobs, assuming they're wanted. They interview better. They have a better interview. They're more calm and relaxed and open. They can have fun with it and not be in this desperation, I have to get this, so attached to the outcome. Or someone dating from the belief of, I'm desirable, like, of course they want me, and not from an inflated ego, you know, narcissistic state of mind, but just like, yeah, of course, if you don't want this, that's fine, I don't want you either. Not just saying, I'll take love from anyone, and anyone who shows me any kind of appreciation or validation, I am just going to commit my life to them. Or, for example, someone starting a creative project, like it's inevitable. Like for me, writing this book that I just signed my contract on with my dream publisher for this title, all of 2025, I told people I was writing a book when I wasn't. But I knew it was inevitable. I knew I was going to write the book. I just hadn't put words on a page. And in 2020, I wrote a book proposal for this exact book and pitched it to my first publisher. They didn't want it. I also wasn't like, you know, in my head, I was like, I haven't experienced enough trauma yet. And the universe was like, well, here you go, honey. Now you can write the fucking book. But I was acting as if this book was inevitable. This definitely was a DeLulu, was the Salulu for me, because I kept showing up long enough for it to work. I kept talking about it enough. I knew I was writing it in my head. I've been writing this book in my head for 5 years. I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know how, I didn't know when, and I didn't know with whom. I had full intention of publishing my book on my own, self-publishing. I started a media company which hosts this podcast and produces this podcast and other podcasts. And I knew that it was going to happen, but the way that it ended up happening, which I haven't even talked about, and I'm going to have a whole lesson in magnetism on this, is it landed in my inbox. I didn't seek it out. I didn't get an agent. I still don't have an agent. I didn't shop around the idea. I received an email, and that was the end of it. And this is actually exactly how my first book came to me too, because I had a popular top-rated podcast, international retreats, a membership community, a publication. I had a very forward-facing life, and that book landed in my inbox as well. So anyways, long story short, that DeLulu was most definitely the Salulu. So this version of DeLulu isn't lying. Even though me saying I was writing a book all year when I hadn't put words onto a page was a little bit of a farce, but I was writing it in my head. I knew it was inevitable and I knew it was happening. So I was acting as if I was doing it, as if I was multiple chapters in. And it was like preloading the confidence before I had the evidence of it existing. And I'm going to say that again, because this is a really important piece of your DeLulu actually turning into your Salulu. It's preloading your confidence before the evidence exists. So you are acting so as if without having it in your physical reality that it might as well be. And then it just materializes because you are a magnet and everything is energy and vibration and frequency. And if you already are at that frequency and you are already in this place of expectation, then that evidence is going to drop in your lap and you'll be like, well, see, told you so. And that's what exactly creates the evidence. But when the DeLulu becomes avoidance, that's when things can get a little tricky and it can turn a little sideways, because DeLulu stops being helpful when it's used to avoid reality instead of to move through it. For example, this is when people say, I'm high vibe, but never have hard conversations, or I'm trusting the universe, but won't take any action, or it's already done, but they're secretly panicking and have a to-do list or a running list of all of the reasons why they're not worthy of it, of validating experiences of why this doesn't exist and why they've never seen it happen in their life. This isn't confidence. It's a nervous system freeze dressed up as the faith that you wish you really had. It is truly lying to yourself when you are saying one thing, like the words that are coming out of your mouth are saying one thing, but the belief that immediately backs that up is a totally different thing. For a super simple example, it's like, oh yeah, I'm fine flying. And then immediately your heart is like, I fucking hate flying. I always get nervous. I'm gonna have a panic attack. This is the worst thing. I get so stressed out in airports. I'm always late. I always get delayed. Like, then this whole avalanche of all of these different beliefs that contradict what your mouth just said flows in, and that's what your subconscious is running. So that is way more powerful than the words that came out of your mouth. So this is really where you can get into a tricky place where you're like, I'm DeLulu until I Salulu, but really none of you believes that that DeLulu can even really be the Salulu, and signs that this is not your Salulu anymore. I'm going to tongue tie myself by saying this so many times in this episode. You won't look at your bank account. And this was the example that I opened with, because your body, your relationship, your habits, they do not want to see the number that's in there. They don't want to accept the reality. Your subconscious knows that if you look at that, it is going to change your entire day, your state of being, the way that you move through the world. You're going to have a panic attack. You're going to have a worth malfunction. You are going to have all of these things that, again, avalanche in that prove that I shouldn't have fucking looked. The number in my bank account is terrible. It makes me sad. I can't even go get groceries. I can't even buy gas. I can't even do this for my kids. I can't even do that. And then all of these things come in that you can't do that you want to do. And so if you're like, I'm just not going to look at my bank account and that's my DeLulu until I Salulu and have $1 million in there, like that's not it. That's not it. That's not how this cute process of being delusional until you have the physical evidence to prove it works. And maybe you get defensive when reality contradicts your belief, or you call discomfort low vibration instead of information, or you're performing certainty instead of actually feeling safe. There are so many ways that you can bring yourself into harm, into contradicting what you actually want. And it works like this rubber band effect, like you're pulling this rubber band back, and or maybe it's like a bow and arrow, right? You're pulling this arrow back, you're aligning with your bullseye, but right as soon as you set it off in your brain, you think, I don't even know how to aim, and then it goes far to the right. Like, this is the exact same thing. However, if you're DeLulu until the Salulu and you totally have confidence, you're like, well, I've never shot a bow and arrow before, but here we go. Just like point it at the bullseye, right? Boom, quote unquote, beginner's luck, and you nail it. But this confidence, this underlying undercurrent of what you have within you is what really matters. This is what fuels this beautiful delusion that does end up being the solution to your problem or your desires. Because this is not bypassing. Bypassing is pretending that you are somewhere that you're not when you don't believe that you can be. And that is what I want us to avoid in this very cute, very fun, very effective, and very real trend. But understanding why it works is super important to make it work for you, because the shadow side of the DeLulu is where people get hurt. And the most dangerous version of DeLulu is when it disconnects you from responsibility. So this means staying in healthy relationships because love conquers all, right? Or ignoring health symptoms because I don't claim that. I did this for years. Years I lied to myself about the actual state of my health because I was like, I'm not claiming it. I'm not making it a reality. I'm not accepting this. When really, my body needed me to look instead of to look away and put a funny mask on it and be like, oh, that's not that over there. I don't know what that is, but that's not what you think it is. Like, most definitely it isn't, honey. You need to go to a doctor and get some blood tests and eventually have major surgery. Or maybe it's waiting for alignment instead of repairing boundaries. And you think, well, if I just do this, if I just do that, if they could just understand, this is all actually delusional. Or refusing feedback because they're projecting, they're jealous, it's their ego, they're narcissistic, so they think everything that I do is ridiculous. Like, no, they have feedback for you that you should listen to and apply and act on. Because this is how intuition turns into denial and optimism turns into stagnation where nothing is happening. And this faith that we want to have full faith in this delusion and it really coming true is a house of cards, and it crumbles. Because the cost is you not feeling empowered and you not, so you secretly feeling unsafe, because deep down, you know, you're not actually meeting your life. And deep down you have shame, blame, guilt, and all of these other feelings that are coming in that are stronger and actually rooted in your current reality. Not that you are unworthy, not that you should carry shame, but this is what your subconscious is running, rather than the nail polish or varnish or makeup that you're putting on it to polish a turd, right? And that is absolutely not how you're going to get to the Salulu that you want. And here's the truth that no one is saying clearly. Healthy DeLulu includes reality. It doesn't erase it. Because the most powerful mindset sounds like, I believe this is possible and I'm willing to meet the discomfort. I'm acting as if it's working while staying honest about what's required. and I trust myself enough to face what's real without collapsing. This is reality. We love a delusional moment where we're like, oh, fuck yeah, that could totally happen. But you got to back it up. You got to work on your mindset. You got to work on your subconscious. You have to work on your nervous system. Yes, of course, I want $1 million in the bank, but what is it going to take me to get there? How much do I need to increase my capacity to hold that? How many late nights do I need to spend? I know it's not just going to fall into my lap. This can be based in reality and still have this beautiful delusion where you are stepping into the confidence and into the expectation of receiving it, because then it's not pretending. It's choosing faith without abandoning your truth and believing wholeheartedly in your ability to receive and create and cultivate what it is that you want in your life. Delusion isn't the problem. Disconnection is. Because if your belief makes you feel more alive, more honest, more engaged with your life, then that is medicine. That is a surefire way to get to the Sululu. But if it makes you smaller, avoidant, or afraid of reality, it's not a Sululu boo-boo. It's a stall. And the real flex here is knowing the difference and being brave enough to choose presence over performance. I have loved this Delulu is the Sululu trend. I have tapped into it. I have noticed that I'm doing it in my life. It's fun. It's exciting. It feels like a beautiful wave that I want to ride into the sunset and just know that when I get to shore that everything that I'm waiting for is there. But that's because I have the confidence to show up. I have the trust in myself to go through the challenge that it's going to require, and I don't expect it to fall out of the sky with no effort on my part. And I'm willing to look at the hard shit, to have the hard conversations with myself, and to really go straight towards the things that I need to look at and address and clear and love up on so that this Sululu can come from my Delulu. But when I catch myself avoiding, when I catch myself pretending that something doesn't exist and trying to literally like bypass it to go around it instead of going straight through it, no matter how shitty it is, that's when I pull back and I say, hey, that ain't it. This is actual delusion, and this is going to cause way more harm than good. Because belief should move you forward, not keep you asleep. And faith without honesty, it isn't power. It's anesthesia. You are numbing yourself. You are creating an environment where you don't actually feel the way that you do. And you're not acknowledging the things in your life that need to be acknowledged so that you can actually get to where you want to go. So the goal isn't to be delusional. It's to be brave enough to stay present so that you can see the solution in all of this beautiful delusion. Short and sweet today. That's all from me. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.